how many of us spend so much of our time and energy devoted to really creating this identity? You know, whether we are saying, okay, I'm a mom, this is who I am, or I am a corporate executive, that's who I am, or I am a musician, an amazing musician, this is who I am, or whatever it may be, just all of the different descriptions of labels of how we identify ourselves from a very conventional viewpoint. Maybe we say, I'm a master searcher, a master spiritual searcher, or an incredible internet master, or whatever it may be, whatever it may be. I am a wife, I am a husband, I am a girlfriend, I am a boyfriend, I am an amazing cook or chef, I am an athlete, or I'm totally non-athletic. I'm incredible at yoga. I'm very intelligent, or I'm not very intelligent. All of these ways that we describe ourselves. And we spend so much time and energy really developing different areas in our lives to describe ourselves in this way. And then there'll be times where we'll say to ourselves, well, I'm not a very good mother. And so our identity goes off into a different direction. Or our marriage falls apart. I'm no longer a wife. So if I'm no longer a wife, okay, what am I? Or we get fired from our job as a CEO where we've been incredibly powerful. And we just crumble. We crumble because that has been our identity. Our kids grow up and move away from home. And no longer do we have that identity of being a parent, a hands-on parent every day. This really does take a lot of time. It really does. It takes so much management, whether we are aware of it or not. So to finally just really recognize our true identity, to be totally committed and interested in our fundamental nature, to go to the root and source once and for all of who we truly are. Then we no longer have to spend any energy and time with all of the different ideas of who we have taken ourselves to be. It's really incredible. It frees up so much space to focus on being of benefit. When we come to recognize that our basic state is the foundation, the root and source of who we are, and that this basic state is so for everyone. It's not 8 million basic states, but one basic state, one vast expanse, one perfect intelligence that has incredible qualities, qualities of mental and emotional stability, compassion, crystal clarity, empathy, and skillfulness. And when we're living from that identity, from our ultimate identity, from the perfect identity, not only are we no longer distracted by all of the appearances and occurrences in our lives, but we're able to really utilize the limitless energy and source to contribute fully, totally contribute in our lives. And that benefit and contribution can look, it can look so many different ways. It can be of total benefit in personal relationships, whether it's intimate relationships like Jan was speaking about, or relationships with our parents, maybe our aging parents, or our children, or collaborative work relationships, or even relationships with people that we just see out and about every day. But this naturalness that we all have is completely enlivened. So it's so easy and it's so effortless to be able to relate and be able to respond in whatever ways needed. When we live from our natural condition, our natural identity, then we feel that connection to everyone and everything. We're no longer looking for that anywhere. And when we're not looking for that anywhere, then we can just contribute. We can just completely contribute. And the clarity that is just innate, it's naturally present, allows us to be able to know how to contribute in every circumstance. No matter who we're speaking to, or what we're doing, or what decisions need to be made in our lives. And it's completely up to us, totally up to us, whether we want to live from this naturalness, or whether we want to spend our time and energy and efforts contriving all sorts of different identities. So when we take responsibility for that commitment, that just ultimate incredible commitment of really recognizing the basis of everything, then we're contributing in the ultimate way.